Cardinals fans happy this morning. They get their guy, Marvin Harrison Jr., wide receiver out of Ohio State with the fourth overall pick. Kyler Murray's got a new receiver to throw to. Here to talk about Marvin Harrison Jr. with us. He covers the Ohio State Buckeyes for the Columbus Dispatch. Bill Rabinowitz, our guest on the Arizona Sports Line. Bill, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. In a nutshell, from your perspective, what are the Arizona Cardinals getting in Marvin Harrison Jr.?
I think they're getting a potentially generational receiver. He's got all the physical skills. He's tall. He's 6'4". He's got long arms. He can catch the ball in traffic. He's also got plenty of speed. The thing that kind of sets him apart, two things really. One is his work ethic. I can't tell you how many times I've been to the Woody Hayes Athletic Complex and just seen him out there working by himself with the Monarch like jugs gun thing, running routes, catching balls. It's just relentless. I mean, they've had to tell him, you can't come into the building anymore. You've been here too much. The other thing is just kind of a physical thing. Kevin Wilson, who used to be their offensive coordinator, said this a couple of years ago. He said, what's unique about Marvin as a receiver is that he's 6'4", and most of those guys, that guy's that tall, have a hard time breaking quickly out of cuts. They're just, their legs are too long. He said, but he's got the legs of a 6-foot receiver. He's kind of disproportionate. It doesn't look funny, just the way he's built. So he's got shorter legs, which allows him to get in and out of cuts quickly, and yet the upper body, the arms and the height, to be able to contest balls. So, it's kind of a unique physical package, I guess.
His analytic numbers at Ohio State are amazing. The speed and the consistency at which he runs routes, the precision of his route running. What blows my mind is his red zone productivity. How big of a weapon was this guy once you got near the goal line?
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of easy from the press box to say, just throw a lob ball to Marvin. just throw it up and let him go get it. They did that sometimes, but they didn't do it that much. Some of it was, they had so many weapons. It wasn't just a one-man show at Ohio State. He had plenty of other weapons around him. So, that's certainly something where you think he would shine in the red zone. And he's really good at beating man coverage. He's got good moves. He works at it. He'll study the opponent. So, he's as close. I wrote this. He's as close to a flaw-free or flawless NFL prospect that I've seen in a while.
Bill Rabinowitz from the Columbus Dispatch, our guest here on the Arizona Sports Line. You hear the name Marvin Harrison Jr. Obviously, he's got the bloodlines. And the way he's being described or was being described leading up to the draft, Bill, is, hey, generational type of prospect, maybe the best wide receiver prospect to come into the league in the last 15, 20 years. But that wasn't always the case. I'd love to get your perspective on his growth. I mean, Marvin Harrison Jr. was, by most accounts, the third-rated wide receiver in his own recruiting class going to Ohio State. How much did you see him grow over the 3 years in Columbus?
Yeah, a lot. But people have to remember that he was coming out during the COVID period.
Yes.
Which meant that he couldn't really, he didn't know showcases. He didn't have that kind of stuff. I mean, so much was done behind closed doors. And Marvin did a lot of work behind closed doors. The thing that I've always kind of admired about him is, first of all, he's a really nice young man. He's a very polite, humble guy. I mean, some people in the national media kind of took it the wrong way when he didn't work out at the combine, didn't even talk at the combine. And honestly, I wasn't Russell either. I went to Indianapolis mainly to talk to him. That people shouldn't be confused or kind of conflate that and think, okay, he's a prima donna. He's not. But getting back to your question, he was a four-star recruit, not the highest rated guy in Ohio State's recruiting class by far. But a lot of that is because people couldn't see the development he was making because of COVID and the fact that they had an abbreviated season at St. Joseph's Prep in Philadelphia. His quarterback, as most people know, was Kyle McCord, who just, was quarterback last year, transferred to Syracuse now. So it's an elite program. Kyle McCord was a five-star guy. Marvin Harrison was kind of overshadowed by him. Didn't last long, though, because we heard pretty much early freshman year, he's the next great one. And then at the end of the year, he got his chance in the Rose Bowl when Garrett Wilson and Chris Olave opted out. He caught 3 touchdown passes, and he's like, okay, he's for real.
Yeah. I mean, nobody could guard him in that conference. All right. Let's get back to the personal, because you're absolutely right. There seem to be people who were put off by the combine stuff, and people wondered, oh, is this a diva? And the old school who are used to, you know, athletes jumping through hoops whenever you ask them to. There's also the element of Marvin Harrison not signing on to the NFLPA licensing addendum. What's that all about, in your opinion? And what kind of dude are we getting here in Arizona?
Yeah, you know, I don't follow that kind of stuff. I'm kind of, once they're gone, but I don't follow the minutia of what they do. I went to the combine. I was disappointed he didn't talk there. I was disappointed a little bit he didn't talk at Ohio State's pro day. But, you know, I kept in mind that he's the rare NFL prospect that really had leverage. You know, most players don't have the kind of leverage he had.
Yeah.
Where he didn't have to work out. He could just say, just watch my tape. And his father, I'm sure, was a big influence. His father was very guarded around the media. Marvin's not. Marvin's very open around us. I mean, last summer, I wanted to shadow him for a day, and he let me.
That's cool.
I just wanted to see. I kept hearing, you know, everyone works hard here, but then there's Marvin. So I wanted to see, okay, what is this? Then there's Marvin. So I got up at 6 in the morning and got to the Woody at 7 and followed him for, like, 7 hours, what he did, you know, the medical stuff, the work, you know, all that stuff. And the irony was, all I did was stand there and watch. The next day, my back went out. So I told him, I said, this is what happens when you get old. I watch you go through hell, and I get hurt. You get a good chuckle out of that.
That's great.
My wife doesn't know much about sports, and I told her, you know, I was doing that. She said, Melvin? Melvin? I said, who? She said, Melvin Harris? No, Marvin. So I told him, you know, some players might kind of get, you know, minorly offended by that. He thought it was hilarious, you know, that my wife thought he was Melvin. I mean, he's not full of himself. He's very,
that's cool.
He's a hardworking guy. He's very serious, but he smiles easily. I see people there in Phoenix are going to really like him.
Bill Rabinowitz, who covers Ohio State for the Columbus Dispatch, our guest here on Arizona Sports. You mentioned, you know, Marvin Harrison's breakout game in the Rose Bowl, 3 touchdowns when a couple of wide receivers opted to sit out that game. But the run of recent receivers coming from Ohio State into the NFL, I mean, it's very impressive. How would you rate Marvin Harrison Jr., you know, up against Jaxon Smith-Njigba, Chris Olave, Garrett Wilson on their readiness to contribute at the NFL level?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. I mean, I think he's, I mean, they're talking about NFL rookies of the year. You know, Jaxon Smith-Njigba was phenomenal, but he was hurt his last year at Ohio State. He really didn't get a chance to build on that incredible Rose Bowl performance. So, you know, I would say he's right up there. I think he has a chance to be as good or better than any of them. Here's the scary thing. In a couple of years, we might be talking about somebody who's even better, and that's Jeremiah Smith, who's just a freshman at Ohio State and is already kind of turning heads. And so the pipeline is continuing.
Well, Bill, thanks so much for joining us today. We really appreciate the info and the insight.